Volt 7, Genuine Leak or Limited Hangout? The Monica Perez Show starts now. This is Monica Perez, your libertarian voice on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Every Saturday from 3 to 6, I am back at my regular time for the duration. So here I am. You can count on it. If you do miss the show or any of the show and you want to go back and listen to the podcast, I still always post it on my website, MonicaPerezShow.com, also on PropagandaReportDaily.com, which is my website where I try to post an article every day about the news of the day, my impressions on what, really just trying to tell you what the news is really doing, the kind of spin they're putting on there. I also put on there podcasts not only of this show, but of the show I do, Propaganda Report, with Binkley. And I also have some special features. So right now I have a podcast up of a show I did with Rogue Money, which if you listen to the last podcast I did with them, people loved it. So check that out. Binkley, how can people check out our regular podcast and that all that good stuff?
They can go to PropagandaReportDaily.com, and on the right, they will see a little icon for Google Play and for iTunes. They can click on both of those and subscribe, or they can find us on YouTube, and we're being suppressed on YouTube, so they need to join quickly.
That does
quickly.
Happen. Yes. So I have, yeah, that's true. If you write the wrong words, they have flags that maybe you're not spinning it quite the way you're supposed to. I don't think they're actually listening to the stuff, but our provocative headlines sometimes do get their attention. I do actually, on PropagandaReportDaily.com right now, I reposted an article from 3 years ago. This week marks the anniversary. Today is the anniversary of Fukushima, and that tsunami. But this week was also the anniversary of Malaysian Airlines Flight 370, which they searched for literally for years. But within a week or two, I think I cracked the code on that. And I still stand by my original analysis, which I reposted. It's people are still fascinated by that. So highly encourage that for a read.
Black hole theory, is that?
Say that again?
Is it your theory the black hole theory?
No, I think it went, well, I'm not going to spoil it. I want people to look at my evidence of where I think it went and what I think happened to it. So, and I really have a lot of evidence as opposed to the ridiculous conspiracy theories that were peddled by the mainstream media. So check that out. There is plenty of news this week, though. We don't have to go back 3 years or 6 years to find interesting stuff. I will absolutely positively never get to it all, but I'm going to try to get to as much as I can. And the first thing, the thing that I found most fascinating this week was Vault 7. Vault 7 was the WikiLeaks reveal. Julian Assange said that contractors, or points to CIA contractors, released on their behalf 8,761 documents, and they reveal the CIA's hacking methods. So I'm going to tell you my theory of what it's all about, what's really contained in that, how damaging it is, and what's the real purpose of it. Because in my opinion, stuff like that, if it's truly damaging to the deep state, does not get on the cover of the Wall Street Journal every day like this was. And I think I cracked the code on that, too. And I'm going to tell you at the bottom of the hour. But first, I just want to kind of tell you what it is and start the conversation. This is a funny parallel between this leak and the Edward Snowden leak, was that both guys seemed to say, or did say, they wanted to just start the conversation. We want to have a public debate about hacking and privacy, which is insane. If you're risking going to jail, Snowden allegedly is in exile. These guys lose everything. They give up everything for chatter. You know, that it's just silly. It just sounds to me like something some academic in a think tank would come up with. That's obviously, bait. I think if you really had somebody who cared, they would be demanding that we restore the Fourth Amendment or restore the law of nations, this age-old respect for the sovereignty of others, and demand that our sovereignty is respected. I mean, these are the principles at stake, not, you know, let's talk about it, take a vote, and, you know, whatever. I just wanted to throw it out there. No, I'm not buying it. But I want to talk more about that at the bottom of the hour. What the leaks actually revealed, though, were interesting. It provides, to the extent that they are authentic, it provides validation for stuff that we've talked about before on this show. A lot of people, anybody who kind of goes one layer down the onion, talks about this stuff. One thing was it compromised smartphones so they could listen while it's off. And that was something that I had remembered from a video I saw called The Program from 2011, I think it was, where Bill Binney, a famous NSA whistleblower, revealed that they can listen to you through your phone while it's off. That was 6 years ago. A caller, Alan, called this show within a couple of months ago telling us about the government's ability to break into the Apple iOS. They can intercept messages, even if they're encrypted. I mean, this has all been open secrets. Another thing that came out is that the TVs can listen to you. And ultimately, I don't think it was in the leak, but the TVs are all going to have cameras in them. So why you need a camera in your TV? So they're not only going to be able to listen to you, they're going to be able to watch you. They talked about how you could hack smart cars, crash them into a tree. But anybody in the conspiranoid community remembers when Michael Hastings, the reporter, crashed into the tree in L.A. I remember a viral video of a local newscast in San Diego where the gal demonstrated this software, talked to intelligence experts and said, yeah, they can just take control of your car. This was years ago that this came out. And also that they could mask malware, mask the source of hacks. So if we are told that Russia has evidence, that we have evidence that Russia was responsible for the Hillary hack into her email because the IP address points right to Russia, we've had whistleblowers telling us for months now it would never point right to Russia. Russia has this technology too. They would point it back to the CIA. So... So all this stuff was absolutely open secrets, and it's still making waves. But now that people realize for sure it's happening, I think it has a chilling effect. So when Snowden came out and he said that they're reading your emails, even I started being careful about my emails. I, who share my most controversial thoughts with you on the air, I'm not writing them down in emails anymore. But I feel like the fact that they're listening to us in our own kitchens with your Alexa or your Echo, it's making people not speak freely in their own homes. My kids reacted that way. And I'm wondering how you're reacting to that. Do you think that's a real phenomenon? Do you chill your speech? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. You could tweet at me, at Monica Perez Show. I tweeted about this earlier today. Binkley, do you have any thoughts from the tweeps?
Yeah, Dean tweets, self-censorship.
Yes, it's this concept of the panopticon, which I've talked about before. I talked about it a lot after Edward Snowden. It was a Jeremy Bentham idea from, I think, the 19th century or earlier, where if you think that you are being watched, whether or not you can see the watcher, you curb your behavior. You act like you're being watched, and just there doesn't even have to be a watcher for that to effectively stifle, in this case, political debate or teaching your own children about the right to, you know, for civil disobedience, stuff like that. What else you got?
The Bitter One tweets, shh, Skynet can hear you.
That's a Terminator reference, is it not?
Yeah.
So that's, when you look at this stuff, you can't help but recognize what they call predictive programming. They make movies like Terminator, TV shows like Westworld with artificial intelligence, robots who are indistinguishable from human beings, don't even know they're robots. This is the kind of stuff that I feel, I read an article in the Journal this week, AI, artificial intelligence, will change the world. You'll just get used to speaking your desires, and your little robot or whatever in your house is going to respond to it, which of course means that it's always listening. It's always listening to you. So my husband now unplugs the Alexa, which we got as a gift. We got Alexa as a gift. We got two Alexas as a gift.
Wow.
Yeah, it reminds me of the SpongeBob movie where Plankton hands out these chum buckets, but they're really secretly mind control devices. So you think you got a free chum bucket, but by the end of it, everybody is enslaved by his electronic society. So I am curious to know if anybody else has that feeling. You have an Alexa, you want to turn it off? You want to, as my preference would be to smash it with a hammer? I don't know. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. You can tweet at me, at Monica Perez Show.
Monica Perez on News 95.5 and AM 750, WSB.
55 and overcast outside the studio, a 7 on the Mellish meter. And don't forget, tonight is the beginning of daylight savings time, so set your clocks ahead an hour. Weekend weather is brought to you by Shoemate Heating and Air. I'm talking about Vault 7, but open to other topics. 404-872-0750. 1-800-WSB-TALK. You can tweet at me, at Monica Perez Show. I'm going to Steve in Cumming. Hi, Steve. You're on with Monica.
Hey. First of all, full disclosure, I am a libertarian, and I am a ex-intelligence person of sorts, and so one of the comments that, and I agree with what you say, but last week you made the statement about the Navy budget. I think you made the comment about Trump being aboard the USS Gerald Ford, and what has that got to do with the fight in ISIS? And correct me if I'm wrong. But,
well, I had that conversation in that he wanted to expand the Navy, and I was pointing to a Brzezinski article in the New York Times saying that he thinks we should be prepared to blockade Russia's maritime commerce. And yeah. I thought that was the real reason behind Trump's desire.
And that could be. But I think you also made this comment is, you know, and again, I'm paraphrasing, what does that have to do with ISIS?
Well, no, I just didn't think we needed to have the largest Navy since World War II in the fight against ISIS. I feel like there's something else going on there. I think there's a lot of noise about war going on right now that isn't just to increase spending. I think there's a real risk. I have to get to a break, but I do want to get back on the Vault 7 talk. But I will say this idea of justifying increased defense spending is part of the reason I think the Vault 7 reveal leak is a limited hangout. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. You can tweet at me, at Monica Perez Show.
It's a madhouse! A madhouse!
Monica Perez on News 95.5 and AM 750, WSB.
And the Libertarian Voice on WSB, Saturdays from 3 to 6. For what we've been talking about is this Vault 7, which is the WikiLeaks reveal of CIA hacking operations. And we had a call before the break that brought up what I was talking about last week about a massive increase in defense spending, biggest Navy since the World Wars, that kind of thing. And this, believe it or not, this Vault 7 leak folds into an overarching picture of defense spending that I want to share with you. So I'm going to let me, Binkley, do you have any tweets? I still want to talk about the impact. So Vault 7, one of the reveals from Vault 7, which came out this week, was that the CIA can listen to you. Now, the CIA turns outward. It's not supposed to be listening to U.S. citizens, but the NSA does it too, according to the NSA whistleblower Bill Binney. Certainly, they have the capabilities of it. They can listen to what's going on in your house through your phone, even when it's off. And now that we have Alexas and Echoes, those things are really designed to never be off, because if you say their name, they respond immediately. And so, obviously, they're always listening. And I wonder if this kind of a leak, this kind of a discussion, gets us to not have normal conversations. So when I talk to my kids, or they have brought up to me separately, that they worry that they can be heard, or like when they are talking to their friends online, that somebody's listening. And I always tell them, you should be careful. You should always be careful. I was raised growing up, never write in a letter something you don't want to come back to haunt you. Never, you know, be caught in a picture you don't want other people to see 20 years from now. So these were words to live by. I had 8 older brothers and sisters, and I guess they learned the hard way about the technology of their time. But I tell my kids, watch what you say. And I often think, like, the only place you can really talk is like in a bathroom. And then I suspect that this transgender conversation about bathrooms will result in surveillance in bathrooms too. I mean, it's coming. They have this now shot spotter where they're putting listening devices on the street lamps. I mean, it's total surveillance all the time inside your house. Another thing that came out of Vault 7 was that your TVs can spy on you when you're listening. And eventually TVs are all going to have cameras in them. So we're talking eyes and ears in your home. And I wonder if that bothered you. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. You can tweet at me at Monica Perez Show. Binkley, we've been having this conversation. Tweets are coming in. I'll take in on any of that kind of broad range of topics there.
Nathan just tweeted that we log into our Alexa account and we see all kinds of conversations that were recorded with no trigger word or anything. It's scary. Ours was unplugged weeks ago.
No way. Because that's what I said. My husband's like, just unplug it. I actually heard my husband say to my kids, and I've said this before, my husband is just, what you see is what you get. Like, I love him to death, but there's just, he's never peeling the onion. I don't think he has an onion. Like, he's just, you know, he's just what you see is what you get. And I heard him tell the kids, like, don't speak freely around the Alexa. Like, because of mom's work. I mean, I think that's what he was saying. Like, because... But the crazy thing is, I say this stuff on the air, and I'm like actually less worried about that. I really just don't like the idea that you're off, that in your own home, like your kids and stuff, how are they going to explore thoughts about, especially about these un-PC and PC memes? They can't actually have any honest conversations about, well, why do people say that? Like, what is the transgender thing? They don't even feel comfortable asking questions like that in their own home. So, and I told my husband, it's like, unplugging it's probably not going to be enough. And that is when the smash it with a hammer idea came up. But they were free. We got 2 of them on separate, like, corporate events, free. It's crazy. I feel like there's another example besides the SpongeBob movie where they just give it away free, and then everybody has this thing in their house that they didn't really mean to have, and then things go horribly wrong. So what, anything else? You had anything else before I dive in?
Ridgeway tweets that he likes to dress his Alexa in a little police or spy outfit.
Oh, that's a good one. A couple of different people tweeted me videos. I thought it was the same video, but it was a couple of different videos saying, talking to the Alexa. One asked if she worked for the CIA. One asked if she worked for the government. There was like trying to tell it, ask it, like, what are you listening to me when you're not supposed to? All this kind of stuff. And it was answering. This is a funny thing. It was answering in a way like, that question doesn't make sense to me. And it reminded me of the show that you and I both watch, Westworld on HBO, which is about robots who don't even know they're robots. And when they see something anomalous, something that doesn't fit with their made-up world, which is like a Western, it's like an amusement park, but it's like a cross between an amusement park and a video game from the old West. And when the androids are exposed to something that would reveal the artificialness of their environment, they say, that doesn't mean anything to me. that doesn't mean anything to me. And that was like what Alexa was saying. It was like, do you work for the CIA, Alexa? I don't understand that question. And I was like, whoa, she is Dolores. Like, she's the character from Westworld.
It's also like Humans, that other show where they have the robots living in the house. The people look at it.
Like, I haven't seen that one yet. And that, I think, is free. Like, Westworld is HBO. I want to see Humans. And Westworld isn't coming back for, like, another year. So, I don't know. But let me explain and tell me, Binkley, if this makes sense to you. Sometimes I need the, way too deep, slow down, kind of put the brakes on. Here's the thing. So when I saw this Vault 7 thing coming out of the box, I thought this leak, I immediately thought if it makes sense to techies in the world, like in the regular private guys, it's got to be previous generations of stuff, because I know that the CIA, for example, has stuff 10 years in advance, at least, probably much more, stuff that we don't get at all. So I immediately thought this is past generation stuff. It's not going to hurt anybody to have these leaks out there. And in the Wall Street Journal, it was weird because in one day, I saw at least two articles that they had the exact same line. It was this. For companies such as Apple, Google, Samsung, and Microsoft, all of whom work with the CIA, by the way, to the best of my knowledge, it says the risks are substantial. If the CIA code is released before software updates are available, their users could be hacked. This is what the Wall Street Journal was pushing. But then the next day, I saw the answer, which wasn't as pushed, that a spokesman for Microsoft and several other companies said that most of the issues are dated and have been addressed in the latest software. So it's really not that damaging. But what it does is it gives us an excuse, it gives the CIA an excuse to do two things: revamp and level up on their spying, their budget, all that stuff, just to ramp it up. And the other thing, which I saw coming with the Michael Flynn stuff, when Trump came out and said, it's the leaks are the story. I knew that it would be, the 2.0 version of Obama's insider threat program, where they, and I noticed this too, when Trump wanted to consolidate and streamline and tighten up the intelligence agencies, it smacked to me of kind of consolidating this deep state information resource, which is a super scary kind of way to go, a scary thing to think. So if you think Trump's an outsider, then maybe this could be happening without his understanding. Maybe he's just oblivious, doesn't even know what's going on. I really don't know. But there are a lot of signs that they're trying to get full control of the inside people. Don't make it at all possible. Like, there's a difference between a leak and a whistleblower. A whistleblower cares about the Constitution. So what these guys do is, so the other element of it that I see with the defense spending, if you look at our defense budget overall, we spend half of the world's defense money is the U.S. And the rest of the world combined spends the same. So how do you really justify what Trump described as the greatest increase in defense spending ever, the strongest Navy since the World Wars? How do you justify that? I have thought for a long time that in order for us to justify $1 trillion a year, year after year, or almost that much, in defense, we actually arm the enemies so that we have an excuse to level up. And there are numerous examples of that. One is when Robert Oppenheimer of the Manhattan Project gave the nuclear secrets to Stalin, and that launched the Cold War. Massive spending by the military-industrial complex, which would have taken a lot longer to ramp up if we had waited for actually tried to get them to not get it, or gave them false information. And then even with Iran, I remember Stuxnet was this great cyber warfare device that we launched, and they reverse engineered. And then another time, I think in 2011, we crashed a drone, or they downed a drone in Iran that we flew right over there. And now they have this drone technology that leapfrogged anything they could have had. Same thing with this. We give everybody these hacking devices, hacking information, and it gives the CIA or whatever, you know, our cyber warfare people an excuse to massively increase defense spending and bring to another generation, a generation that we don't even need or wouldn't have needed. So that's so I guess I have to take a break, and then that was a lot to unpack. So if you know, what do you think, Binkley? Why? How should I unpack that coming up? Give me one kind of zinger that I could
we've do lost that. Our advantage in warfare because of the leak. So now we need to spend more money to regain our advantage.
Yeah. I think that that's, in a nutshell, what the point would be, what the meme coming out of this. I think there are probably some other memes, too. I feel like there are other purposes to what I'm going to call the limited hangout. I'll explain to you what a limited hangout is in spy speak, straight out of my glossary.
Oh,
I know. So we've got a little nugget coming up. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. You can tweet at me at Monica Perez Show.
Monica Perez on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB.
61 is the high today, 40 the low overnight. And don't forget, it is the beginning of daylight savings time. So set your clock ahead 1 hour. The weekend weather is brought to you by Shoemate Heating and Air, and we are talking about Vault 7. Vault 7 is this WikiLeaks leak that tops Edward Snowden, and by coincidence, picks up where Snowden left off. So Edward Snowden gave us all this insider information from the NSA. In 2013, he came out, and then it all should have dried up after that. It kept coming out after, but he no longer had access to that information. So it really had to end there. This is a little bit better, you know, has a little more legs because it starts in 2013, but because the individuals have not been revealed, they can go on forever. And I'm thinking it will. Assange said something, if I recall correctly, like this is just 1% of it. So get ready for a long one. Buckle your seatbelt. But I think it's a limited hangout. I think that this stuff is put out there. It has some negative impact, or it looks to on its face. Oh, the CIA is bad. Let's talk about that. And maybe that is a real possibility. Let's talk about that. If you want to talk about the possibility that the CIA is really under fire now, maybe it's Binkley thinks it's Trump's backdoor to getting rid of the CIA, maybe. Let's talk about that at the top of the hour, 404-872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK. You can tweet at me at Monica Perez Show. But the limited hangout is that you hang some stuff out there that is against your interests or appears to be, but ultimately it serves a better goal. And the goal would be, in my mind, that they can revamp everything because now their enemies have all of these, they have all of their hacking secrets. Now they have a plausible argument that ISIS and Iran and any kind of second rate power can attack us on our own terms. And what do we have to do? We have to tighten up. No more, you know, the government has to implement security on our behalf, work hand in hand with tech companies, unlike when it was viruses, where McAfee, as a private guy, protected us from viruses. It's a private companies can do it. Half the time, the problem is the government won't let them tighten the stuff up because they insist on having backdoors. So I think this is really not what it appears to be, but there are a lot of possible interpretations of it, even on those terms. So give me a call, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK, and I'll read some tweets after the break at Monica Perez Show.